For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They are the first face-to-face discussions between North and South Korean officials since President Trump met Kim Jong-un in Singapore. CNN is reporting that U.S. diplomats met with North Korean officials in the border village of Panmunjom. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the Trump administration is moving forward with talks on North Korea's nuclear program, despite reports that Kim Jong-un is hiding his arsenal from possible inspection.
We know exactly what the risks are of them using negotiations to drag out the length of time they have to continue their nuclear, chemical, biological weapons programs and ballistic missiles. The president would like to see these discussions move promptly to get a resolution.
John Bolton on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Hot winds are fueling a wildfire in Northern California. The fire started about 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. CAL FIRE spokesman Dave Clark says they have fire crews from around the state, but there's not a lot they can do on the ground.
Very arduous, steep conditions that the crews are supposed to be working in, so it's very hard. The helicopters and the airplanes play a huge factor in this firefight.
Clark says they have 12 helicopters dropping water on various hotspots, which keep reigniting in the triple-digit temperatures. Full containment is not expected until Friday at the earliest. NBA superstar LeBron James's agency says he has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. The superstar will now lead a young Lakers team that has been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding. This is the third time in 8 years James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump recounts learning of Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement plans. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In an interview with Fox News, President Trump says he was at the White House on Wednesday when he became aware of somebody showing up to deliver him something.
You know, I got a call, Maria, that somebody would like to see me. And they were sort of like acting anonymous. I said, wait a minute, I'm the president of the United States. How could I see somebody? I don't know who it is. Anyway, I figured it out. And it was a very elegant moment. It was a beautiful moment. He presented me with a letter.
President Trump saying he'll be announcing his choice to replace Justice Kennedy on the 9th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials have arrested a California man who they say threatened to kill the FCC chairman's family over net neutrality's repeal. A Justice Department release identified the person arrested as Makara Mann of Norwalk, California. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the man allegedly sent the emails to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. In one of the emails, he threatened to kill him and his children. The FBI said Mann admitted sending the emails because he was angry about net neutrality and wanted to scare him. The FCC voted in December to repeal the so-called net neutrality regulations, which were policies that treated internet service providers like a public utility. If convicted, Mann could face up to 10 years in prison. For USA Radio News,